Hello everyone, a joyful welcome from me. My name is Laura and I have the great joy and pleasure today to be in conversation with Puriya, who is actually the organizer of this Conscious Evolution Summit, as you probably know, the second one, and who has been dedicated for many, many years already to not just self-transformation, but also to serve and support the transformation and healing of many other people and of groups, and has now evolved her own work to be more focused on conscious evolution and catalyzing even more, like an even larger transformation, and activating that kind of impulse on a whole global level by offering, for example, also this online summit. And who is also my mother and a person that I know and care about very deeply. And one of the things we share is a real deep passion for learning and development and adventure. So this is something that we have very much in common. And I would say, which is also one of the things that is a motivation factor for all of her work and her learning and her training over the many, many years, and has led now to the creation of this online event and this idea of the Conscious Evolution Summit, which, as I mentioned, is happening now for the second time. And to start with, Puriya, I would really like to ask you, How has the Conscious Evolution Summit itself evolved, you know, in this like second edition now? What is maybe the core of it that's still the same while you chose to do a second version of the summit? And what has also evolved over the past few months since the first summit happened? And secondly, I'm also really curious how did the summit change you? Or how did you change the summit? So also a sense of your personal development and changes influenced and in mutual influence with or also the experience of organizing the summit, as I'm sure it's quite a transformative experience in and of itself, not just for the entire audience, but also for you as the organizer and interviewer, and maybe even for some of the speakers who have the opportunity to contribute and be part of this. Yes. So yeah, these two questions, I'm curious.
Thank you so much, Laura. I really welcome very much having you on the other side of the screen, taking this role, interviewing me and looking for a flow in this way of being together and kind of really holding space to what wants to emerge. So I want to thank you for making this possible. And yes, as you already mentioned, it's really, I can't separate it in a way. So I just can see on a personal level that creating the first summit was such a big learning in skills, in a way, in this technical skills, this organizing, this communicating with the speakers first of all, and then by launching the summit with the whole audience. I mean, I have a huge sheet with different pillars with all things which are needed. So it's a million steps to organize an event like that. And thank God that I didn't knew it before how much it is. Maybe I wouldn't have taken this adventure. But so I gained different skills, and also, I mean, I never was so much in public. I kind of was giving groups and workshops and courses, and I was kind of co-managing a community and a seminar center. So I was a bit kind of exposed also to people, but not in this big scale what I'm right now. And I kind of the driving force is really, as you mentioned, is this that I want to kind of be a catalyst for transformation also in a bigger scale. And it's basically my love for evolving and my love for being in tune with this impulse and with this ever growing, ever learning, huge, exciting journey we are in this special time, and to kind of really share it with a global community. And I mean, my first question was when this impulse came to me to host an online conference, it wasn't an idea coming from my mind. It was really kind of, I don't know where it came from, but I resonated so much with this possibility. The first question was, do I organize it in German or in English? And of course, to organize it in German would have been much more easy for me because, I mean, I speak quite all right English, but it would be much more easy to express myself in German. But in a way, I had the sense that this is really a global issue. This is really where we are, as you also said, that we all together go through this transformational process. And I just sense that activating this awareness of this evolutionary impulse in us all over the globe and feeling this being together in it and also feeling this interconnectedness in it would make a bigger impact if we would kind of really have this net around the globe, not only in Germany. And it doesn't mean that maybe in the future it means maybe in the future I will also host a German conference, but to start with was really this idea to do it in English and address it globally. And now with the second summit, I mean, I sense more ease in this practical things as I kind of have more confidence in how doing it. And if things doesn't work out well in the first place, I don't get challenged so easily. I'm more in ease with it. I have developed a bigger capacity to be with challenges, to be with what I don't know, to ask for support if I need something, so I expanded that. I kind of feel more, I feel more in ease also speaking in front of a camera, also with this having in mind. I don't know how many people see this and how many people agree in what I share or like it or don't like it. So I'm more confident in that. And I also could see that the process of inviting speakers was also kind of in more ease. It was, it happened quicker. It happened naturally. I trusted that speakers will kind of feel a resonance, which really kind of, I trusted in this right timing and that the right people will be in the right time where it is needed. So also that was more in ease and kind of also more organizations and networks also offered their participation in supporting me spreading the information that this event is happening. So I also feel more held and supported by a larger community. So I really feel, yes, I'm the organizer of it, but I don't feel alone in it. I feel more a we of doing all of that. And with listening to so many experts and to so different facets of how they would look at consciously evolving and also the evolution of consciousness, I kind of crystallized also much more of, how to say, of to navigate more clearly in my internal world. What supports me being in tune with my individual part of evolution in a way? And also kind of more ideas popped up beyond hosting the summit, which could be a contribution from myself, maybe in cooperation also with other people, offering different learning and experiential platforms to invite people which are interested in this topic to go deeper after watching the interviews of the summit. So, yeah. I don't know if I covered your question really enough, but please feel free to ask if you want to put awareness to certain specifics.
Well, it does overall sound like it's not just the topic of conscious evolution, but evolution is also the process and what's happening, which I think to me gives a great sense of integrity. You're not just talking about something, but you're doing something, which is also what you're talking about then.
Yes, Laura. I mean, that's kind of, yes, I'm so happy that you say this, because I really, before I organized the first summit, I had such a deep and profound expansion in consciousness where I so tangible could grasp my, you could call it my future potential, or what Barbara Marx Hubbard puts it, the homo universalis. I really met this beingness, and I really started to embody it. So, and I felt that's such a crucial and important step in my personal development, and as I'm part of everything, so it's also very crucial and important for all of us. I hesitated a bit organizing the summit because I knew this will kind of consume a lot of my time and of my energy. So I was a bit kind of worried because I knew that this internal evolving process of emerging into this larger, more evolved being, what I sensed, what I am. But then I just knew that the summit needs to be exactly about that. So this is why I chose this topic. And as you said, then I'm not just hosting and organizing and structuring and having these interviews and editing videos. But while I'm doing all of that, I'm embodying it and I'm available for this invisible internal process in the same time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is one of the things that over the years that I know you is something that I really appreciate, how you're open to transform and grow yourself as you're also increasing the capacity to catalyze and give that as a service to other people. And I do think that's a quality I really appreciate. And I do think that's also a great insight for some people who might have a sense that focusing on yourself and your development is in conflict to the work that you do in the world. And maybe that can serve, what you just shared, that story can serve as an example of how those two actually go hand in hand and are so interconnected and can actually support each other in a kind of, you know, dance, Because in the end, it's that same impulse, the same drivers that are moving, that are just expressing themselves more in our inner or more in the outer worlds, which again are in reflection of each other. So, yeah, I think your own transformation while working on this transformative summit itself is a really good example of how those two can go hand in hand. And if we have the right awareness and capacity, it can really support each other beautifully in the process. Yeah. And I was just wondering, from that, you know, holistic experience of all the many, many interviews you've done so far, your real deep dive into this topic of conscious evolution professionally, personally, in relationship with people, what is a key learning or a core message that you have a sense is something that everyone tuning into this summit should hear? And I know I'm challenging you to the impossible kind of summary of such a diverse topic, but just considering, you know, your real impulse to catalyze a more global shift, what is the key thing that you've learned in this personal journey, in the journey with the summit, with the speakers, this whole project, that you would like to share with people listening now?
So actually, what it comes down to is, for me, it's it comes down to simplicity. It comes down to easiness, to relaxing into this impulse, to trusting, to being able to be carried with it. So the more I heard and the more I exposed myself into this diversity, the more clear and the more simple and easy it became in an inward level. So actually, loving and appreciating myself with all the likes and dislikes my personality would have towards myself, or also towards others, or towards life itself, to just being in an open and loving relationship towards myself and outside. Then also connecting to this easiness and this vulnerability and this acknowledgement that I don't know and that I don't have to know. I don't need to figure it out. And also publicly, openly sharing that, even though I heard so many experts, I don't know. And I'm such a big fan of just connecting to this deep stream inside of me, which kind of moves forward, which pushes me forward, which pulls me forward in a gentle, subtle, yet powerful way. And I so deeply trust me just resting into this stream and having my compass kind of toward this direction, and being in this openness and this excitement with it, and in this willingness to face this adventure and to I mean, moment by moment, just facing this newness and this aliveness and this space of possibilities, but being focused on beauty, on love, on joy, on what I want to kind of increase, where I want to contribute to increase, to make a way of being together and creating a world kind of composed of all of that, is really more happening in a more easiness and just naturally by itself. And in a way, I mean, years before I was more focused on, I would say, on healing work, on energy work, on trauma healing, on helping myself and others in clearing blockages. And I mean, I'm available for that still, but this now happens more as a side effect, as a side effect by me being more just aligned with this, into this connection towards my future possibility, towards my future potential. And it's so funny to put it like that, using the name future potential, because it's not a linear process, because in a way, me being aware of this possibility of whom I also, which is just not visible yet, but it's already happening. It's already now me being aware of it, sensing it, feeling it, seeing it with my inward turned eyes and senses. It's already here and now. It's not away. And yet I'm aware that in a way my, let's say, old personality, my old way of being has still kind of a momentum. I haven't integrated fully my future potential yet, but me sensing this connection, me enjoying this connection, me loving this connection, me kind of really having an open embrace toward this new being, starting to be embodied in this physical body, also kind of really calls it in, and in a way supports also that old conditioning, old more painful way of being in the world or being in relationship based on a world view of separateness, on a world view of being really very much informed of a mental understanding and structure, kind of just drops more into the background and seems to fall out of my reality as a side effect, you know, as me not needing to take care of that. And also it's funny, but also in a way what I do or what contribution I do is also just secondary. But the process of me putting all what I am into this connection and into this becoming is my first love, you could say, and everything other than that kind of is secondary, and is informed by this first love and by this movement which is happening. I don't know if it makes sense, because I kind of speak from inside of this process, and it's not easy to put it into words. No.
Hmm. Do you also have a sense of that future possibility of that full potential for the summit and this online community?
I mean, in a way, when I tune into that possibility, I really feel like an uplifting of the whole planet. And I mean, of course, my mind or my ego or my local self says, oh, I mean, are you arrogant? Isn't that too big? But honestly, when I tune into that possibility, I feel this possibility really expanding the planet, really as if the whole world would become more permeable, more fluid, more soft, more able to expand, more able to breathe, also more in ease. So in a way, all what I shared, what is happening in me, I can sense it as an opportunity for everyone, for society and for the planet in itself. Yeah. And I just sense that the more of us being aware of it and supporting that and being available for that and really loving that and enjoying that makes a difference. Yeah, makes a huge difference. Yeah. And I could also say, in a way, more than before, I sense that this is why my soul chose to be in this body in this time. To experience that, to support that, to learn about that, to grow in that, to expand in that, and to witness that, and to co-create that, and this is so exciting. Yeah.
And for everyone listening in who maybe doesn't have such a clear connection and sense of their purpose and their work, what is something that you can share that maybe supported you personally to catalyze and clarify and crystallize all of that more, or maybe from your experience of working with other people? I know many, many young people that I meet, they are quite lost in many ways, or unsure, kind of by inner confusion and trying to figure out themselves, and then the social influences and input of what you're supposed to be and supposed to do and to learn and to study and to work. So I imagine there are quite a few people who don't yet have such a strong inner sense of direction. So yeah, my question was what may you be able to share as a bit of guidance or somewhat of an external compass for people who still see a bit of fog looking at their own inner compass.
I mean, it's always a bit difficult to generalize, but what I just notice, what really helps me and what I also would witness in people which I supported, is to don't be so consumed by the external world. So that means not being so consumed by media, by Facebook, by television, by advertisement, by people around, really taking at least periods of where you kind of withdraw from all of that, where you go really maybe on a regular basis every day for a few minutes, kind of into your own interior. Or kind of creating a time, maybe a week or 2 weeks in a year, where you kind of really retreat from this external world, where you kind of dedicate all of your time and all of your energy towards your inward, most intimate, private universe, which you are. And this isn't a selfish act, because when you really drop inward to yourself, you will recognize that you are so connected to everything outside. But looking to the external through your internal, this is such a big difference. This is one thing, because our world we are living in is so complex, so loud, so fast, so full of everything that we can be kind of so distracted. And the other thing is, in a way, what I notice also is that, I mean, I have this sense of my inner impulse, my life force, my force which drives me to grow, to live, to learn, to expand. I sense it since my childhood, and I bet that almost everyone has more or less a memory noticing that in your childhood, where you feel so alive and you feel so full of this excitement, of this aliveness in you. And it's really just returning and again to that. And when you kind of enter this stream of this flow, of this life flow, and you kind of drop like a heavy stone, let drop yourself like a heavy stone in the stream, really down and down and down and down. Kind of, you can connect to what is the reason why you came into this world, why you chose to be alive. What you care about, what calls your attention and what attracts you. But it's really this inward process of sinking deeper, not thinking about. And also, it's also what I would say, this would be possible for a 3 or 4 year old to do. And it's not something where you need to be very intelligent or kind of, it doesn't require many, many outward skills. It's actually, it's the other way around. It asks from us letting go, letting go of thinking, letting go of feeling, letting go of judging, letting go of navigating what does my personality like or not like, letting go of all of that and kind of being curious. When I let go of my thinking, when I let go of my feeling, when I let go of my likes and dislikes, when I let go of what I can grasp and just dare to drop into a void, you could say. This is a direction which helped me to connect deeply with that impulse.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I have a little bit of a similar and also different experience. And the similarity, and I guess I just have a little bit different words. But one way how I am understanding this process and what supports us individually in it is kind of increasing our contact areas. Like all of the surfaces, all of the areas where we're in contact, where there is connection, all of the different edges, and kind of doing that internally, kind of expanding in depth and also expanding in width, which is more externally. So and what you've described, I think, for me is that kind of more internal journey and increasing the connection area and the contact surface in depth to all of the different levels of who we are. And I think this is a process, what you described, where kind of introspection more time for yourself can be really supportive. But I think, in the words that I would choose, I would summarize it, you increase the contact area of how much you're aware and you feel and you really are all those different levels and everything that's part of being human and being you. And for me, the other part of it is also to kind of to balance out or to build on to this inner depth is also increasing our contact surface with the outside. And this is something like I chose to do a lot of that through working together with many, many different people in many different projects, also through a lot of traveling, which I know you've done too as well. And being really open and available and there to increase my contact area, to be more aware of what's happening, people and their experiences of things, different cultures, different worldviews, different lifestyles. And like increasing the contact surface and increasing the width of my own experience and consciousness. And I think if you do one or the other alone, it can easily fall out of balance. And for me, it's really powerful to combine it both. And I think considering that our society is very much in favor of being focused on external things, maybe a lot of people do need to pay attention more to this growth in depth and to the contact surfaces in your inner world. But I think it does go hand in hand with the outer one, and it can really, create like a whole field, because I also know for myself, like some of the first more conscious experiences that I had that supported me to find my path in life had really to do with increasing my contact surface to what's happening in the world and being vulnerable to be touched by it, to feel it, and then connecting to the depth in the search of a response with this question of what do I do now? Knowing what I know, feeling what I feel, what do I do now?
Yes.
So I really see this like you could also like breathing in and breathing out is the same kind of pattern of expanding the connection in depth and in width to be in full relationship to all of the levels of who we are and everything that's happening around us. And I think this is also a core of consciousness and presence. As it's not just related to, you know, turning inside and being really focused on the self, but it's also equally related to turning outside and being really open and present with what's happening. And I think that's honestly kind of a misconception that some people have when they consider consciousness or presence, that it has only to do with your awareness of yourself and what's happening inside. I think it's really equally both.
Yes, I mean, I deeply agree, because the image I
got and what I also notice when you share that is when we have periods of where we turn our attention more towards turn it more towards inside of us and retreating, then there comes naturally this curiosity and the wish to explore, how does this now express in my life, in my relationship? And the image I got is really this growing vertically in depth and then moving with that into all directions, kind of with bigger holding also polarity in a way, being able for holding more and then moving and facing all different aspects. But I kind of emphasize really this turning inward so much because this is what I see most people are lacking and not taking enough time for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I said, I really agree. I just wanted to add it as a perspective.
Yes.
And sense that it can really influence and inform each other. Like my sense of my own curiosity and motivation and joy of what I want to be doing can be also very much informed by challenges and opportunities and needs from the outside and vice versa. And like a tree also grows deep roots and grows large branches and leaves. And they mirror each other, right? The top and the downside underneath the soil, they really mirror each other. The one is more invisible, and I think that's why you also shared more about it, because that's the part that you don't really see directly. You see indirectly, and I think this is also the beautiful thing. And I think many of us have had either personal experiences or the joy of seeing other people who are step by step expanding their full expression as a tree, as a human being, and which implies all of their development in the root level, in the inner work, in the growing into the deep, which is necessary to support everything that you can really see. And I think we've all had experiences of being touched by that outward expression that you can see, but which actually holds a lot of invisible depth to it as well. And I think this is something that we can really experience with our personal development, but also in witnessing other people as they're stepping up and showing up more also in the work that they're doing or how they're showing up, in the world.
And what just came to my
mind while I was listening to you, Laura, was a kind of also a big learning connected to my growth and maybe also with the summit work is really being very clear of which part of myself has my awareness. Is my awareness in my ego level, in my local level, in my personality, in my heart, in my essential self, or in my universal self or future potential? So really being clear and aware of where is my attention, where is my focus? Being aware of that in myself and also being aware of that in the person opposite of me I'm talking to or I'm surrounded with. And this is really so helpful. So being clear which part of me is operating, is moving, is relating. And of course, then being able to navigating awareness freely to the level which is really supportive, operating from in this situation.
Yeah, and just to add to kind of that whole discussion thread from my side, on a very practical note, what I think the top three things and feel free to add to it if you feel like it. But from my perspective, the three things that have been kind of some of the most supportive environment and greenhouse for this kind of development is, time with myself alone, some kind of introspection, spiritual practice, meditation, whatever you choose to do. But really what you've kind of pointed out, having really the opportunity to look inwards and expanding in depth. And then secondly, time in nature and all those connective surfaces and edges with the natural world and how that mirrors and supports us. And then thirdly, relationships and being with people. I think it's another way of increasing surface area, of being challenged and inspired to grow and expand and become more compassionate and more open and more loving beings. So I think on a kind of practical note, also for all of you listening in, those three, I think, are really good environments for this kind of development. So,
yeah,
kind of personal practice, time in nature, and relationships, and being in all those three and using in a very conscious way, as you said, with that like real strong sense of inner awareness and awareness of other, can be really powerful in this, in catalyzing this transformation.
Yes, and I mean,
that comes to my mind that I want to mention how thankful I am. I mean, from a course with dear Barbara Max Hubbard, which is really very much present in this summit, I feel the connection to her and the support so strongly. I'm also in a group which we call Deepest Hearts Desire Group. This is something what she and also other leaders really invite us to gather in groups where we support each other and where we have containers and incubators to support us to expand our ability to be really intimate with different beings in different situations and share deeply and come together on a regular base with this really this sincere wish to evolve and also to be together in that. And that supported me so immensely. And there also came kind of I'm in this process of birthing this opportunity, maybe after this summit also offering maybe weekly possibility to meet weekly. And I thought of maybe kind of really studying the 52 codes from Barbara Max Hubbard. This is something what we do in this little group, because what she gave us with this 52 codes is such a profound support in tuning in to our essence and also tuning in to our Homo Universalis blueprint, to this future beingness which we can be. And I'm in this process of maybe offering something like that in the future, because I found it so enriching to, in this context, being together and giving feedback and having this possibility to ask and also hearing other perspectives on this different codes and opportunities. Yeah. And that's such a beautiful way of growing. And as many already in the summit shared, and I deeply agree, this is really something where we need to bring forward in our connectedness, in our being together. This is not something we can do just one on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the power of teams and like a shared commitment to walk this path, to support each other, I agree, can be very powerful. And I think this has been also one of the things that brings a spark to our relationship, as we share a lot of learning and opportunity to grow and inspiration with each other, which I think is also something that's really expands the usual parenting relationship, goes much beyond that, and is one of the things that I think is a key motivation why we're still in contact and collaborating on certain things, because we really have that shared commitment and inspiration and support for learning and growing individually and together.
Yeah, and it's just so beautiful and enriching to kind of finding out and investigating in specific areas and then just sharing the perspectives on it. It's so helpful, so expansive. And also what I kind of really also love about in our relationship and also in the group I mentioned is this, when you feel really welcome in all how you are, who you are, how you show up. And when you feel deeply welcome, this is such a beautiful container to grow. And also being really very daring to really tell the truth to each other, what we see, no matter what we think, if this maybe the person likes or not, or can relate to or not, just being really very true in what we see and what we experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is also really a piece of inspiration that maybe at least some of the audience can take with them to create those kind of expansive, evolutionary, supportive, truthful, inspiring friendships and connections, to strengthen them, the ones that you already have and cherish, to come together in teams, to strengthen the teams you already are part of, and to really invest some of our time and energy into these relationships and groups and communities, because they can really be an amazing environment and catalyst for our own growth and our transformation and evolution all together. Mm. And I think this relates back to what you shared now, of like the potential of the summit also, of a more global sense of uplifting that's happening, because we're really supporting each other and being committed to our individual and collective evolution together.
That's so interesting, because kind of already before or while you started to speak, I mean, and this kind of happens quite often to us, is I had this question in mind, what is your outer perspective? I mean, you are sometimes away for a few months in different countries, but you are kind of, you get the, you are connected to the process of my personal growth and also of the summit. And I would be interested, what is your perspective from an outside witness of all of that? How would you describe how this grows or unfolds, or what possibility do you see in it?
Mm-hmm. I think what I can share is what inspires me about this. And I think this is kind of a more indirect look at the potential and possibility as well. And one of the things is what I already mentioned. I really appreciate the level of integrity that's part of the summit through your own journey and then hosting the summit, but also every single speaker, like their level of embodied understanding and wisdom and love that they're sharing in the different teachings and work that they're doing as they're also living it, is something that's for me deeply inspiring. And I think that's also a possibility and an encouragement for every one of us, you know, to strengthen the depth and the width of who we are, and expand our integrity and really like truly being who we are, and also fully bringing that into the world, and then kind of challenging ourselves to go those evolutionary steps, as you also shared a little bit with your own story of doing more work with individual people and groups, and then expanding to a much larger audience and online platforms and so on and so forth. I think this is a beautiful potential that I see, and that can, yeah, like a possibility that really shows people, how to live with a like deep, quality of integrity in their own lives, to really also ask questions and take those little by little steps of what does it mean for me in my own life? What is my expression of that evolutionary impulse? How do I bring that alive in every facet of who I am and how I relate to people and how I do the work that I'm doing? I think this is a really amazing potential of this summit. And also kind of in that process, I think it in a very tangible way, it can inspire also hope in people. Because I think not just by kind of the inspiring teachings and the deep capacity that a lot of the speakers have, but also giving a sense of possibility that we don't need to be optimistic about the outcomes of the evolution because we don't know. And there is no need to be an optimist actually at all in order to have hope. But if we really, you know, connect to the depth of who we are and our impulse and sense of purpose, and if we take a stand and take action for what we value, what we care about, and the kind of change we want to bring, and we take step by step by step as we see them, this is the kind of active hope that I think this summit and many of the speakers can really inspire in people. And I think this is something that's deeply needed for us to have that kind of active hope while expanding our connection surfaces to everything that's happening, which is a lot of crisis and a lot of challenges and a lot of tensions and difficult things as well. Equally to a lot of very magical, beautiful, inspiring initiatives that are emerging. And I think in order to have that capacity to embrace all of it, the beautiful and the painful things, which I'm sure some of the speakers talk about as well, is an inner capacity to develop. And I think this is also something that potential of this summit, that it can really guide and inspire people to develop that and to have that sense of empowerment and active hope that they can in fact take a stand and take actions to what they care about, and in that sense become also another lightning, sparkling, shining node in this web of our collective human evolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that sense, I want to just pick up this kind of, I sense ourselves, we can really be like nutrition for the field, for the earth, for the whole planet. So what I am, how I am, kind of really also informs the whole field and makes a difference. So everyone is an ingredient into that earth field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really like the quote from Rumi when he says, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You're the whole ocean in a drop." So we're not just a part of the world. We are the whole world in the form of a human, right? If we kind of transfer that analogy, and I think this relates beautifully to what you shared. So me being the whole world as Laura, and you the whole world as Priya, and all of you tuning in and watching, being the whole world in your unique shape as a human being, Of course it matters. Of course it influences each other, and all together, connecting and supporting each other, we're riding that wave of evolution.
Beautiful.
And thank you very much for being part of this journey. for our lives and for this summit and for this interview itself, I feel it had some of those qualities of being expansive and energizing and uplifting. I hope it was the same for everyone also listening to it. Thank you for, very much for this exploration, and looking forward to seeing more of the other things unfold around the summit itself and beyond, for all of the other expressions and creations and ideas that might come out of it. And thank you everyone for being part of this exploration and journey together with both of us as well.
I thank you.